This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And the captain.
We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts here, but still to come, we do have this story about this conservative group of moms who's all in a flutter about the D word being used on a Burger King commercial.
Quick, somebody, and panic.
And isn't their acronym also MOM? I believe the organization is called Millions of Moms.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to like combine the D word with moms or something. I wasn't sure what you were going to do and which D word we were talking
about.
Well,
I've done that before, but let's not talk about my personal life.
Let's get back to Patrick, though. He's on the line. He's been waiting patiently here through the news. And, Patrick, you called in with some interesting questions. You brought up individualism.
I got to recap here for Patrick.
We got to recap briefly for our listeners that are just tuning in. Got to remember, we're on the radio, so there's always somebody, like right now, somebody just got in their car at the airport, they turned the key in the ignition, and they're hearing us just now for the first time. So I always got to keep that in mind. So, Patrick, you brought up questions about evil and, you know, good in the world, and, you know, we talked about different societies and that sort of thing. And so, anyway, what were you trying to say there? Go ahead.
I think I was trying to say, is there a moral, do you believe in moral good and evil? And I think you guys kind of equivocated a bit.
I think we all had somewhat different answers between the three of us.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was, you know, yes, of course.
And so, what do you believe?
There's also a matter of sense. I mean, there are things that I think, you know, I have a moral code that I live by. I think it's a good code.
Do you think that your neighbor should live by that code, sir?
Well, they could do worse, but it's not my job to pick their code.
So what if, I mean, is there code, could their code be anything, or does it have to be something?
If they want to stay alive, their code has to involve not doing bad things to me.
Okay, hold on, dude. If you ask a question, you got to let him answer the question and not keep talking.
If you're talking, we know you can't be listening.
Right?
You're right.
Okay, so can you re-answer that question, nobody, please?
I can't remember what I just said.
You alluded to the fact that the other person's moral code had best not include aggressing upon you if he wants to remain in the living world.
Yeah, and that's pretty much my only requirement that I place on other people's moral codes. And it comes down to Thomas Jefferson wrote that rightful liberty was unobstructed action according to our will, bounded only by the equal rights of others. I do not add within the limit of the law, because the law is often but the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates the right of the individual.
That's a good one.
I like it.
All right. Patrick?
Yeah. So what he's saying, I think, if I'm hearing it correctly,
but you have to remember, we are actually on a broadcast radio show. It's too bad. It was going pretty good. I think that was an honest mistake.
Sorry, Patrick.
I don't think Patrick called in with the intention to do that after, you know, 15 minutes.
We can finish his thought, I guess.
He was talking about the dog evacuating.
Yeah, if a dog decides to take care of business on your lawn, has your neighbor now aggressed upon you?
And I would say, yeah. I mean, if my neighbor is keeping a keeping a beast, then it's his responsibility to keep up with his
beast.
Right,
but that doesn't mean that there was that doesn't mean that you should have a right to blast him in the face with a with a gun, right? That's a disproportionate response to the dog crapping in the yard.
Right.
That's what Chris really Cantwell would advocate. Chris Cantwell would say, if you steal a paperclip, then you should be able to blast somebody and take their life. And I would say that's ridiculous.
Wow. Well. And, I mean, to some extent, there's always a question of how it starts versus how it ends, because most fatal disputes, I think people don't think those disputes are going to be fatal when they
Well, yeah, if you escalate a situation.
Most people who die in disputes live their afterlife in eternal surprise. Like, I can't believe he did that.
I mean, sometimes folks, when they start thinking about the ideas of liberty, or they start thinking about philosophy, or all the things we talk about on this program, they come up with these scenarios, right? And in an effort to understand, and I get it, right? Because you're thinking about it now, you're like, okay, well, if you believe in the non-aggression principle, and the neighbor's dog decides to take care of business on your lawn, how do you solve that problem without the state? Well, first of all, who has that problem that they can't solve by themselves with their neighbor? If you have that problem that you can't solve by yourself with your neighbor, you need to work on your neighbor's skills.
There are people, not only are there people who are timid, but there are also a-hole neighbors who don't give an F about what you think.
Right.
So
right.
Those people do exist.
So do you think the majority of the people who have a problem with their neighbor's dog taking a dump in their yard or whatever are solving the problem with the state? Or are they solving it by being neighborly?
Well, you're more likely to solve it by...
Most of them are solving it by being neighborly, but then the question becomes, and okay, 99% of the time you can, but what about that 1%?
What about it?
Well, what happens if you go over neighborly and the guy says, my dog will do his business wherever he pleases?
I mean, I'm a big fan of three strikes, right? Mm-hmm. So, I'll give your dog three times of, defecating in my yard. And if you don't come and clean it up when they do, I'll take photos. I'll stamp it with the time and the date. I'll send it to you. I'll send receipts of, the time and date when your dog does so. And if you don't take care of it, then after the third time, I am going to shoot
the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you've given a fair warning like that, I feel like that's completely fair.
Yeah.
And, as long as that person respects your privacy.
It kind of sucks for the dog.
Good point. Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah.
The dog is the real loser in this scenario.
Maybe the target is incorrect in this scenario. I don't know. I'd have to think about that for a while.
But I don't blame you for saying that. I don't think that's an irrational response at that point. I mean, it gives the person the opportunity to make amends, to make things right, to apologize, to say they'll do their best to keep their dog under control, assuming they're not a total psychopath and they're like, well, F you, I don't care what you do, and if you shoot my dog, I'll shoot you.
Right.
And it could come to that.
Yeah, and at that point, I think that's where the having protection agencies would be a good thing. The thing is, it should be protection agencies you subscribe to. And if you don't like the service you're getting from the people you're getting your protection service from, you should be able to go get it from somebody else.
Sure. And then, of course, we also get into the question of, reputation in this future society that we all would like to see, a stateless society, one without some monopoly on protection, without a monopoly government that is cramming its way down our throats and demanding that we obey their rules, even when they themselves won't obey their own rules. I mean, what we have today is bad. There's no doubt about it. What could be better? Well, a lot of things could be better. Do we know exactly what it would look like? No, we really don't know. What it would look like. We can sit here and speculate, but until that monopoly status is taken away from the state, and until there is the freedom to innovate and to have these protection services like you talk about, nobody, and we can talk about what it might look like, but again, that's just the three people sitting here speculating.
I love the slavery analogy, right? When overt slavery was still around and in vogue, everybody knew it was wrong, but it was done anyway. because that's just how it's always been. But eventually, it went away. Why? Because everybody knew it was wrong.
Did everybody know that?
Well, a majority of people did, right? They knew that it was wrong to hurt other human beings. So it went away, and I'm sure people were like, who will pick the cotton? We didn't know. We didn't know it would be large machines powered by gasoline that would, you know, pick the cotton.
The market figured it out.
But it ended anyway, and then the market figured it out.
855, 450, free. Now the market, or some people in the market, are upset about the D word. We'll tell you about it.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms as well over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can call in, sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And I can see for miles and miles. It's the captain.
LibertyCon is happening April 3rd through the 5th. You can join us in Washington, D.C. We're going to be there. Well, at least I know I'm going to be there. I don't know. Mark may or may not. I don't know if he can get away from the Mariana Islands to go, in which case I might drag somebody else with me. So we'll see, because I'm looking forward to checking out LibertyCon April 3rd through the 5th in D.C. with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations there at this event. You want to do some networking for career advancement, business, and internship opportunities? This is going to be the place to be. Plus, you get to see some great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, Vernon Smith, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics, Miriam Issa, a pop culture expert with over 300 million YouTube views, and Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who is the author of The Black Swan. There's a lot more to learn. Go to LibertyCon.com for more information about the event. You can also use code FTL to save $10 on your tickets, which are available now and are shockingly affordable for a three-day-long event like this. Under $100 is the regular ticket price. And knock $10 off with code FTL if you go to LibertyCon.com to get signed up. And student travel scholarships are available, so if you're a young person, you're a student, you want to attend this thing, but you're tight on cash, they're going to help you get there. That's pretty cool. Plus, discounted rooms are also available for everyone attending and staying at the Marriott Marquis. So use code FTL to get $10 off at LibertyCon.com and mark your calendar for April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. So I do want to share the caller that we had on the line, Patrick, who we had a really interesting conversation until he sadly said the S word on the air. We had to hit the dump button. But he is in our DLive chat room, and he says, I was going to say something along the lines of, you shouldn't shoot a dude for letting his dog S in your yard. And I agree.
Yes.
You shouldn't. Nor should you shoot a little girl for stomping on your flowers, on your flower bed. I mean, that's not a nice thing for the girl to do, but it doesn't. It should not result in a disproportionate punishment. Right. Disproportionate would be shooting her over that. Try to be more creative in how you handle situations.
Compromise and work together. I mean, that's the heart of humanity. We all have to live on this floating rock together. So,
there's more comments here, though, that I wanted to share. So he says, so even though it's a property crime in the strictest sense, another person in the chat room, Stephen B., says, property can turn into its own tyranny if you hold it as a hard dogma. He says, it's one of the big problems I have with anarcho-capitalists.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I have a problem with waking up with strange hippies in my bed. And
depending on who they are.
Again?
I mean, uninvited. Yeah. Strange hippies.
I thought you had the pest removal guy over, took care of that.
Well, I mean, the thing is, there are certain hippies that I expect and appreciate, but you don't want random ones turning up in your bed.
Nope.
So I'm a great believer in private property with respect to, I want to have a place where I can keep my stuff.
Right.
And my stuff can be safe. Because otherwise I'm going to be irritable.
Yeah, I think people miss the mark with some of the rigidity of property rights, where you still have to be a human being to other people, right? Now, if you don't want to, okay, great.
As long as you have to live with other people, you should be human and humane towards them. But if you are somehow the most self-reliant person, you can do everything, live off the land, you don't need other human beings to fix anything for you, to do anything for you, to provide you with anything.
Frickin' Adams.
Yeah, you can be as rude as you want to everybody else at that point, because you don't need them.
Right.
Yeah, and you want to be alone for your whole life, then go ahead.
Right.
Have that life. But for the most part, most of us are social animals, and we need other people in our lives. We want to specialize ourselves and do one thing really, really well, or a couple things really, really well, so which means we can't do a bunch of other stuff because we haven't focused on that. So we need other people to do those things.
Well, of course, there's a whole lot of different definitions of what's rude.
Sure.
And the nice thing is, you can, most people can find a social circle that can tolerate their idea of neighbors, their idea of manners, even if their goods are not for all markets.
Well, that comes to the next line here in this chat room. So Bogey Thrim, who was the guy that called in, he says, my question is this, what is best for society as a whole? And then he repeats that, as a whole, in all caps. And my question to that is, who decides what's best for society? That's the big problem here, is all these politicians, they think they know what's best for society, and they are going to force it down your throat at the point of a gun.
Yeah, why should anybody decide what's best for society as a whole?
No one should, yeah.
And not nobody.
No one at all.
As much as nobody would want to.
Because there are always going to be different opinions on what is best in the direction that...
What's best for society as a whole is to allow everybody to be an individual.
And let each person be to the best of their ability the change they want to see in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If there's something you don't like about the world, change it.
Indeed. Yeah. Let's go on. We've got Ralph. He's on the line in Maine. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nobody, and the Captain.
Yeah. First, Trump said that he killed General Soleimani because he killed hundreds of Americans, and there was no proof of that. The general actually destroyed ISIS, even though the U.S. and Israel were helping the terrorists. And then Trump changed and said, well, Trump said there was an imminent threat that he was going to attack four embassies, and yet the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, was just in the news this weekend saying that he saw no specific evidence that Iran was planning any embassy attacks. And now I read in the Jerusalem Post that Israeli intelligence was actually behind this assassination. They helped finger the general. They had informants and spies at the Syrian airport and even on the plane. So they knew exactly where and when he was going to be at the airport. And then Netanyahu comes out and says, oh, this is not our fight. We aren't involved. And yet Netanyahu was the only world leader given advance notice of the hit. I mean, are we Israelis bitch or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
and have been for a long time. You ever heard of a guy named Epstein?
Oh, yeah.
The guy didn't kill himself?
No. I'll tell you what.
Epstein was a guy who liked to traffic in very young prostitutes, and he also liked to film people in the act with said prostitutes and use that material for blackmail. And it's widely believed now that he was doing all this on behalf of Mossad. So
yes, and Ghislaine Maxwell, his madam, is still running around jet-setting around the world, and nobody's after her. She's the one that procured all these young ladies.
She's one of the ones.
I'm probably in the minority, but I think this whole Epstein didn't kill himself thing has ruined the character Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter for me.
I still love Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter. Nothing can touch.
What was the old line? Up your nose with a rubber hose?
Up your, or twice as far with a chocolate bar.
That was Epstein, right? Who was
in your ear with a can of beer?
Yeah, 855, 450, free. I haven't seen that show in 25 years. 855, 450, free, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump says attacks were imminent, and this is why he ordered the military to take out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani in Baghdad. The president saying four embassies could have been hit. He tells reporters in Washington,
when the Democrats try and defend him, it's a disgrace to our country. They can't do that. And let me tell you, it's not working politically very well for them.
In Iran, protesters continue to take to the streets again, furious with the leadership in that country over the shooting down of the Ukrainian plane. 176 people killed, including citizens from Iran, the country at first denying it. And Attorney General Bill Barr calling the shooting at the naval base in Pensacola, Florida, an act of terrorism. The shooter, a Saudi national.
There are thousands of allied pilots and other military personnel who receive training on military bases throughout the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop into any of those, and we will join you in there, and then you'll be on the air with us, and you can talk about whatever is on your mind. Coming up still, the story about Burger King. They're in the news, not because of the Impossible Whopper itself, but apparently a commercial about it that uses the D word, according to Fox News. So we'll get into that. Some people are really upset, like inordinately upset about this. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Nobody. And I fought the law. And the law won.
They need
at least
stop
they
winning.
Didn't use the 17-letter S word.
And I'm the captain. By the way, you can join the Free Talk Live email list. That's easy to do. You go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box there near the top and middle of the site. So check that out over at freetalklive.com. Or actually, if it's during our live hours, the sign-up box is all the way at the bottom of the site. So just keep your eyes open. You'll see it there at freetalklive.com. Let's get into the story here from Fox. The conservative group, 1 million moms. Now, I don't know anything about this group, but what little I do know from this article, they sound like a real fun bunch.
I'm wrong about their acronym, too. It's apparently OMM.
It sounds like, you know, if Karen's formed a street gang.
It sounds awful.
Frightening.
It's accusing Burger King of crossing the line over an Impossible Whopper commercial that uses the D word.
Do they want to talk to the manager?
Quote, Burger King is airing a commercial that uses profanity to advertise its Impossible Whopper, a burger made from plants instead of beef, the group's website reads.
That's impossible.
Go on to say, the language in the commercial is offensive, and it's sad that this once family restaurant has made yet another deliberate decision to produce a controversial advertisement instead of a wholesome one.
You know what kind of families ever seen in Burger King? Poor ones.
Yeah.
How can you fit that much sand in one vagina?
The group, which is a division of the American Family Association, called out a commercial that documents the reactions of taste tests of the now popular meatless burger. One man, completely stunned by the Impossible Whopper's tastiness, says, damn, that's good.
Was this a publicity stunt? Is this something that their PR people wrote?
Do you think Burger King put them up to this?
Oh, maybe.
I think Burger King may have just made this press release to get people reading about the Impossible Burger thing.
Maybe Burger King made a donation to these sandiest vagina 1 million moms to release said press release claiming that they're offended by the word damn.
I think we may actually have the commercial here courtesy of the Burger King Twitter.
We invited Impossible fans to the opening of a very special restaurant.
Tonight we are at the grand opening of the Impossible Burger restaurant. I loved Impossible Burgers. I hunted them down. I camped out.
By the way, Impossible Burger.
She hunts Impossible Burgers down? Like, aren't they not beef?
Right.
So,
are these something that exists in the wild? Do you have to catch them?
Here we see the wild Impossible creature. Now, in its natural habitat.
One of those things.
I tried one of these sorts of things when I was in Vegas.
I knew this would be the topic tonight, I'd have done it tonight.
You'd have had one?
No, I'd have done the Improbable Burger that I keep talking about.
Oh, right.
That's one patty of regular beef and one Impossible patty on the same burger.
But would you have hunted
Improbable Burger?
Would you have hunted them and put them together, or would you have just ordered?
Not 3 hours ago, they was in the trees and singing.
I've put on some weight recently. I might need to upgrade my tree stand to one that'll hold me now.
Yeah, so I did try one of these things in Vegas. There was, everything's way too expensive. I didn't go to Burger King. It was actually in the hotel that we were at. But they had the very same brand, I think it was, the Impossible Burger brand. But whoever the company is that's doing that, there's like Burger King isn't making the meat. They're contracting. And, it was fine. I thought it was fine. You put all the regular toppings on it or whatever, and you can't really tell that it's not meat. And I guess that's the idea behind it, right?
Silent green is people.
But as I found out recently, and maybe these million moms should be happy about this, I don't know, but apparently these things have a lot of estrogen in them. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was like a meat industry press release that came out comparing the normal Whopper to the Impossible Whopper, and it's like 18 million times more estrogen in the Impossible Whopper as compared to the normal one.
Well, that's the soybeans. That's why they call them soy boys.
Soy boys, yeah.
The hunters of these impossible creatures are well aware that the estrogen is where the real value is.
So let's go on here with the this Burger King commercial.
Yeah, I camped out to have the Impossible Burger. I have pictures.
Now, why did they beep there?
Location, maybe? I camped out at.
I don't know. Very weird. They put like a little letter over her mouth, and this is from the Burger King Twitter here. So this must be the way it aired originally.
And it feels like they're experiencing something big.
And we had some great news for them.
Okay, so what they did there was they flipped down they're outside of this location, this fake impossible restaurant thing, and then they flipped down the signage and
the big reveal.
It's actually a Burger King, and here's people's reactions.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now, are these actually people, or are they real reactions?
I'm pretty sure they're actually people. Building them out of CGI would be far too expensive.
Not these days with the deepfakes.
You can get actors for like $25 a day,
or a free burger,
a free burger.
Either way.
Yep, it's not an impossible restaurant.
I don't know. I might be disappointed. I might be excited.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this.
Okay, you probably can't get professional
actors. The Impossible Whopper is now available in New York City.
Yes, but no. The Impossible Whopper is going nationwide.
Damn, that's
it. That's it. He even had his mouth full. You could barely
Damn, that's good.
Right. Yeah, you could barely even understand what he said.
Good.
That was it.
1 million moms upset.
Yeah, they're mad.
Taste the flame grow.
Yeah, I wonder if Mothers for Good Table Manners are going to bring him up on the guy talking with his mouth full.
That's the most offensive part of this, actually.
I think that perhaps a large percentage of these 1 million moms are just horrible cooks because they've never had anybody eat anything they cooked and go,
damn, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
This is incredible. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's now, they blurred that guy's shirt out. The guy that said this is incredible.
Was it a McDonald's shirt?
I don't know. Whatever it was too offensive to be put into this, or maybe it was some sort of commercial yeah. thing. It suggests that it was a real guy, right? Like they're trying to make you think this is a real person that's really coming in off the street.
Or maybe they CGI'd a blurred out thing and his shirt actually said nothing.
That would be really unnecessary.
It's here and it's in every version everywhere.
Have you ever seen the unnecessary censorship skits?
Yeah, where they bleep out words that weren't curse words and it sounds like they were curse words.
Yeah,
because your brain fills in the dirty stuff. Yep. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant, brilliant comedy.
Offer is now available nationwide. You too can go to any Burger King near you and try the Impossible Whopper with a patty made from planks, no beef. Get it while it lasts.
I mean,
only at Burger King.
With a patty made from beef.
That's what these people are.
Hey, 1 million moms. Living? You know what you should be upset about? Should be upset about the fact that the damn schools aren't doing what they should for your children. That the damn schools are indoctrinating them and forcing them, brainwashing them into
an
otherwise authoritarian society.
Define Karen. You brought this up before, the Karen. What is the Karen?
The Karen is kind of the stereotypical soccer mom who wants to talk to the manager every place she goes.
Yeah, it's the white girl
she's
at Starbucks.
That haircut.
With the Starbucks haircut. Order. The Starbucks order that's like seven words long or whatever.
Yeah. That would be... I realize that's a very, very rough description.
Or a device.
But I'm a very rough guy.
Is there like a Karen meme, too?
Oh, there's many.
There's many Karen memes. But yeah, that's kind of how Karen has entered the modern parlance.
I'll look it up so we can tell the audience.
You might
want to
check it out on Urban Dictionary.
Good idea.
Well.
And there's also Know Your Meme, right? That's another great song.
Yeah. This is more a word than a meme, I think.
There's more coming up.
There have been Karen memes.
855, 450 free. You want to join us, talk about Burger King's offensive commercial.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die. In oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms as well over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where we're going to go to here shortly. We got somebody waiting patiently in one of those rooms. You can be one of those people, too, and we'll try to get you in here in the remaining moments. Also, we've got a forum for Free Talk Live listeners. Now, it is nowhere near as busy as the Discord, but if you want to check out the forum, you can go to forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. If you prefer a little more of an organized discussion, that's what forums are good for. So, we're talking about the angry moms, or the Karens, as you guys put it, these women who are just apparently just looking for something to complain about. They have focused their vitriol against Burger King over a, and I don't even know if this is a television commercial. At least the version that they're airing on Twitter is a minute nine, so it's like 9 seconds too long to actually fit in a television break. Maybe they cut out 9 seconds of it and put it on.
Just for the audience, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman.
Yep, and now there's a million of those women who, or at least they claim to have a million. Who knows what their actual numbers are? Because there's been all these million whatever marches in D.C., and they almost never have a million people. But they are mad about a man who mumbles in a Burger King commercial. He's eating
a mouthful of burger,
Impossible Whopper, and he mumbles that it's damn good.
He goes, "Damn, that's good."
Yeah, something like that. And quote. Wow. This is from their press release. 1 million moms finds this highly inappropriate. When responding to the taste test, he didn't have to curse. Or if, in fact, it was a real and unscripted interview in which the man was not an actor, then Burger King could have simply chosen to edit the profanity out of the commercial. Unquote. The group called the ad irresponsible and tasteless. They continued their rampant destruction of all things that are decent.
Get a life, lady, or ladies, or whomever. I mean, really, this is what you choose to focus your time and effort on?
They said further, quote, "It is extremely destructive and damaging to impressionable children. Viewing the commercial, we all know children repeat what they hear." Unquote.
Damn.
Damn, lady.
1 million moms called for the public to sign a petition urging Burger King to cancel the commercial, quote, or at the very least, edit out the cuss word immediately, they said.
Just edit the damn thing out.
Which isn't the first time the group, which claims its mission is to, quote, stop the exploitation of our children, unquote, has used its platform.
And our naughty words.
Can we call them and talk to them about their damn organization?
He's used a platform to call out a commercial it doesn't agree with. Last month, the group caused the Hallmark Channel to initially pull a Zola commercial, I don't know what that is, featuring two brides kissing during a same-sex wedding ceremony.
Oh, wow. We should all make donations to Planned Parenthood in their name.
1 million moms said at the time, quote, now parents can no longer trust Hallmark because Hallmark is no longer allowing parents to be the primary educators when it comes to sex and sexual morality.
I can just see somebody now, like, in a grocery store or a coffee shop. Don't you know who I am? I'm one of the 1 million moms. We will shut your business down with our nosiness.
Yeah. And then, so here's the rest of the story with Hallmark in this case. They later announced they decided to pull the commercial just days after 1 million moms marched with their petition, or they didn't march, they called for this petition. But then, after more backlash from the other public that supports, you know, gay marriage, Hallmark then reversed its reversal and reinstated the same-sex marriage commercials.
Well, we got to start a damn pro-damn movement.
Indeed.
Damn it.
One thing we know, the Hallmark Channel, no balls.
Let's go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Thanks for downloading, Adam.
Go ahead.
All right, so this is really kind of exciting what I want to share with you.
All right.
Among the more than 100 bills under the consideration by Vermont lawmakers this session is a measure to legalize prostitution.
No!
Yeah, I heard about this.
In Vermont?
The bill, which is co-sponsored by four women lawmakers, would repeal laws that ban prostitution by consenting adults, but it would keep state and federal laws against human trafficking.
Wait, four women politicians have sponsored this bill?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they hot?
I don't know.
I have no reason to ask that other than curiosity. I just want to know.
Politicians, what do you think?
I'm guessing no.
Well, yeah. I gotta say that as politicians go, a politician that would sponsor this bill is my kind of girl.
For sure. they have not solved the homeliness problem that I've brought up repeatedly on this show. So
the politician homeliness problem?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, if anybody who's for increasing freedom in any dimension has a little spot in my heart. Right. You know, it's like Tulsi Gabbard's there for just foreign policy. That's all she's got.
She's a practice.
Well,
surprisingly,
she is actually very, very
she's
attractive.
Unusually attractive for a politician, and I hope she gets out of that business so she doesn't completely have her soul devoured by politics.
Might be too late.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
I hope she finds the inner contradictions and becomes a libertarian.
Yeah. Sorry, I feel like Robert didn't finish his statement.
No, yeah, go ahead, Robert, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so House Bill 569 is pending in the House Judiciary Committee.
569.
If enacted, it would take effect July 1st, 2020.
All right, you're lining up. Are you lining up? Huh?
If you're not all spanked out, this is the place you want to come.
Damn.
Robert, are you starting a service there that we can, advertise, market, and promote?
Oh, well, I mean, that is an idea.
Well, it's still a legitimate role for somebody to be a connector, somebody who finds the jobs for the prostitutes, whether you want to call that a pimp or a madam or whatever.
There's a better way to do it, though.
Booker.
There's a much better way to do it. Put it on the blockchain.
Now, what would that look like?
Just like you could do Uber on the blockchain, mm-hmm. You could do prostitution on the
block. There was going to be an app like that. We were at Anarchapulco a couple years ago, and there were some girls there, ladies, there from Pink Date. And I don't think that thing ever went through. I think the ICO bombed or whatever. Something happened where...
Oh, really? An ICO bombed?
Yeah. I don't think it ended up coming out. But they had that idea. They had the idea of essentially a decentralized prostitution app. And,
yes. And I've wanted to write this forever, and I think it could be done.
We'll get to it
legally if you just say not for use in locations where prostitution is illegal.
Right.
You know,
it's not your responsibility who downloads the thing.
Well, exactly. And the way I would design it would be instead of having servers that can be shut down. Mm-hmm. Each person hosts their own information, and they host the information of their friends, and that's how things are. And that's how things are
storage.
Are propagated.
Decentralized.
So there's nobody to sue. You know, you can't like sue Facebook and make them take it down because there's nobody to sue except
OpenBazaar.
The 20,000 people who happen to have the content you object to sitting on their drive. Right.
Robert, let us know what happens with this bill over time.
That's
I appreciate the
news,
call
Robert.
Tonight. Thanks,
great
man.
News.
Let's bring up Mortified Penguin here on our Discord server. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to call in because you guys mentioned the Impossible Whopper, and I mean, look, if the Impossible Whopper really, if the 44 milligrams or whatever of estrogen really counted, I would be further along in my transition than Aria.
So you've been eating a lot of these things?
I mean, yes, quite a few.
You haven't had any breast growth or anything like that?
Your moobs are roughly the same size?
All pecs. No, it's so phytoestrogen, plant estrogen does not break down to estrogen in the human body. It can in some animals, like ruminants that like eat it. I got clarified on Discord myself because I was like, that's a really high number. But it just doesn't work out that way. It's a plant estrogen, and it doesn't break down to the human hormone.
Huh.
And how's everything working for you? Strong like bull?
Yeah, so far, yes, it seems pretty good. Possible Whopper is pretty good. Tastes like a regular Burger King Whopper. I'm not sure if that's like the highest bar.
I was told that the Impossible Whopper tastes pretty good if you get it fresh, but if it's been like sitting in the warmer for a couple of minutes, that it's not so good. Is that true?
I think they make them to order. I mean, if you
have it your way.
All right.
Yeah,
your way right away. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. We're out of time. If you didn't get on tonight, no worries. We're back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out Captain Kickass, his website, lcaptainkickass.com. And your website, Nobody?
ElectNobody.com.
ElectNobody.com. He's running for governor here in New Hampshire, and you're going to want to follow the campaign. It's going to be fun.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever. wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.